Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast covers everything tech. The hottest mobile phones, tablets, games. We review it, rate it, test it. Whether you're Microsoft or Apple, Android or iPhone, we'll give it to you
again and again.
Black and white. The Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast.
Hello and welcome into the GSMC Technology Podcast on a Thursday. Yes, we're going to get started with some technology talk for you today. My name is Tom Doherty, your host. As always, this podcast is brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I just want to bring up some stuff as it's a little bit of a slow day. We're coming off of the E3 event down in LA a couple weeks ago. We're starting to get more news and leaks on the phones. We're going to get into August and July and August. We're going to start getting lots and lots of leaks on the iPhones and such like that. But right now we're kind of in this like lull zone where I know there's different things coming out regarding Amazon Echo and Facebook. And then also I think Motorola is also trying to change the game with a three screened flip phone. We'll get into that in the middle segments as well. So I do want to start with the Facebook, though. So they are still on the comeback, the old comeback for Facebook, as they try to right their ship. I mean, I'm guessing, I don't know how you want to characterize it, whether it's going to be just trying to do all these goodwill campaigns or just trying to come up with. I think what they're doing is they're actually doing a good job in listening to what people want to hear. And one of their newest features that they're going to be rolling out to a small number of people to begin with. Well, small in their sense, to begin with, and then it will eventually go on to a larger audience, obviously, or larger user base once they once it does get past the testing stage. And that's going to be a feature to. I know not, so. Okay, I'm still teasing. I'm not telling you what it is yet because I want to let you know that you do have ability to do. It's a snoozing feature. So basically, what it is a 30-day snooze. And now you can do a 30-day snooze for any user or any page that you want. But now, actually, they're making it available for small people. They eventually, hopefully, will widespread to snooze individual keywords. So say you are like a right now the World Cup's going on. If you're a big soccer fan, you are recording these games. And you don't want to see it. You want to be spoiled or a TV show or any other kind of sporting event or maybe a political thing you don't want to hear or something that triggers you or something like that. Or it's things you just don't want to see. You can now snooze those specific keywords for 30 days. What you do is you go into a specific post that has a word that you want to snooze, and you click on the drop-down menu. It'll give you an option to select those keywords, and it'll snooze those words, any post that has a word, those keywords in it for you, and won't come up on your news feed. I mean, I think that's bigger. That's bigger than snoozing individual people, because what happens is on Facebook is that sometimes you get one of your friends that, I mean, I don't know, how many friends do I have on Facebook? 700 or something like that over the years of getting the money through multiple schools and jobs and stuff like that. So, yeah, you kind of just pick up people. And usually Facebook is the place where, I mean, I don't go on that much enough to really care about the about what I have to see or not see, because I just don't go on the app that much. But for those who do and they don't want to see their friend or their aunt or their uncle or cousin who happens to have different religious beliefs or different political beliefs in them, and is, say, they're super, super pro Trump and you're super anti Trump or vice versa, doesn't matter. And you don't want to hear, you don't want to listen to their stuff, all the pages they're sharing. So they're sharing some, what if they're sharing some stuff that you don't want to see? So instead of having to block them individually or snooze them individually, you can just snooze different keywords that they might be bringing up that you may not be okay with, and could lead to something that you don't want, basically, whether it's a trigger or some sort of outburst, or, you know, you never know. We're humans. We're not perfect here, and things can affect us in different ways. So this is an interesting thing by Facebook. It's not rolled out widespread yet, but it will be eventually, I'm assuming. And then this was actually based off of, a focus group that they ran. This is something that they had an open forum for people, I think kind of like a town hall, and this is something that a lot of people wanted. And it makes sense, especially in this political climate. We're so split down the middle when it comes to politically. I don't like to get too political on the show. I'm right in the middle with you guys. I'm just seeing it how it is and saying how it is. And I totally understand. You don't want Grandma Juju or Grandma Jean or your buddy from college you haven't talked to in 5 years who just happens to be a super big Trump supporter or super, what if they're alt-right supporter or something like that, but you don't want to, I mean, I don't know, you could block them on Facebook if you really want to, but you don't want to, you want to hear, like, you want to be involved in their lives, like family, say it's like your uncle or something like that. You want to know about like your cousins and stuff like that, or whatever they're going to post something about an event or something like that. But you, if they say they go on a big rant when it comes to, like, you pull up politics and you just don't want to hear about it, so you just queue out some of that. The thing is, I think the 30-day thing is going to turn into a 3-month thing. Into, I don't know why it starts at 30 days. Why, if you want to snooze something, you can just snooze something or block it. Or I think they're just going, they're going for the snooze because it's more of a, just see how you like, you know, like, we're not going to block it. Block's a little vulgar. I'm blocking you. Like, it's a Twitter thing too. It's like, I'm just going to block you on Twitter. No big deal. I'm going to block you on all this stuff. Cause I don't want to hear you. I don't want to get anything from, any kind of like information from you or see what you're doing, at all. So we're just going to block you. But now Facebook is trying to tone that down. So they're going to go with they use a different kind of word. It's all about wording a lot. You know, business, you think they don't really think a lot about how they word things. They do a lot of thinking. They do, like I said, more and more focus groups. I'm like, oh, do you think we should call it a block, or should we call it a snooze, or we should call it I don't really think there's another word for it, honestly. You could do like a timeout or something like that. I don't know. You can, I think it has its pros and cons. You might think, oh, people are going to get, they're going to put their blinders on. They're going to get all, they're going to get really keyholed into their own beliefs. They're not going to listen to anything around them. They're going to get it's going to make things worse. These alt-right people, the super left people, the super right people are going to just tone everybody out and snooze everybody out, and they're only going to have what they have. Okay, well then let them do that. I don't really care. They're the alt-right people and the extreme left people, they're gone. There's no saving. There really isn't any saving them. They're stuck in their laurels. They're resting on their laurels. They're not going to really get persuaded all too much by your Facebook post anyways. Go for the median people. That's what you want anyways. I mean, look at the votes out here in California anyways. Look at the primary. It's very interesting how sometimes you get the moderates and you don't know where they're going to go. So if you're really going politically, and I don't really like to get political on the show all that much. It's a technology show, but we use technology more and more these days, whether it's Twitter, Facebook. I mean, we can get into the whole scandal again and everything that was politically motivated to use technology in order to sway things, but also can be used to sway people not illegitimately or in a scandalous way through a different country. So Facebook trying to get out of it, but they might get, I don't know, this could, I've already thought of something that could get them in trouble again, or can lead to something that might not be the best PR for them because of issues with people who wanted to be in a bubble. But you know what? If they want to be in a bubble, then let them be in a bubble. That's okay. Let them be in a bubble. I don't know. This country is interesting. We can use technology now. I mean, put them in a bubble, but then what if they're in the bubble and they start getting too deep into that bubble or in the bubble too long, and then all of a sudden they burst out of the bubble and do something crazy? I'm not saying it's going to happen. It's like, it's always going to, the way that things have been going this year, I can't not say that, because it's going to cross everybody's mind when I say things like bubble and people going in solitude, becoming more solitary, and that's going to lead to other negative things that can happen. So I don't know, the Facebook thing, it's good for people who don't want all this spammy stuff on their sites or want to put their blinders on. Yeah, it's probably why it's a 30-day snooze, so you really can't lock yourself into the bubble. You have to, you get your bubble for 30 days, and you got to remember to put yourself back in the bubble after 30 days. You got to see something that's going to be like, oh, I need to back my bubble. They pop my bubble after 30 days. I'm making this analogy is going too far, Tom. Okay, fine. It's gone too far. But Facebook doing that. Yeah, it's an interesting move by them. It's interesting that they decided to do that. I think it's a good idea in theory, but the more and more I think about it, I'm starting to think that it might not be as good of an idea as we think. It's going to make, people are going to bash it because it's going to be like, oh, you're just going to listen to what you want to listen to. You're going to put your blinders on. You're not going to be connected with the world. You're just going to bury yourself in your own and the things you want to hear, which is what we do anyways. It's called Twitter. It literally, you choose who you want to follow on Twitter. Twitter is much more, it's not like, oh, I need to follow Uncle Johnny on Facebook. I need to be friends with him. No, you don't need to follow Uncle Johnny on Twitter. You can block Uncle Johnny for all I care on Twitter. It's ruthless. Twitter is ruthless. Facebook's like, oh, rainbows and butterflies. I want to be friends with all my family and family members and roommates in college and their roommates and their brothers and sisters and everybody. Everybody. Facebook, Twitter, it's like, I don't want to hear you. Your tweets are suck. Your tweets suck. Block. Unfollow. Thank you. Like, it's just funny because Facebook, obviously, it's a two-way authentication. You have to be friends with each other. Twitter, you can just follow them, or they can just follow you, or you guys can follow each other. Same thing with Instagram. It doesn't matter. It's not two-way. It's one way. It can be one way. So, yeah, I mean, it's an interesting dynamic how those things work. But, obviously, Twitter keeps people from writing paragraphs, thank God. I mean, obviously, they did go up to 220 characters, or 20, did they go to 260, 260 characters, something like that, which is fine. I mean, it's not that, but you still can't do it. I mean, Facebook, people literally write novels on Facebook, and I'm like, I don't have time for this. I'm sorry. This is too much for me. Sometimes you do find some things that are worth reading, but it's just ridiculous, and I'm like, is there a keyword, is there a way to snooze things longer than 300 words? Is there a reason? Like, I don't know. I see big long things on Facebook. It's like, who's gonna read this? Is this a cry for help? Is this? I mean, people who are like, you know, congratulatory kind of things or celebratory kind of things are great. But is there a snooze for things longer than 350 words, 400 words? I don't need to be reading these novels that people put on their Facebooks. I mean, the thing is, I don't really go on Facebook that much either. Don't tell anybody. I already told you guys. It's okay. But yeah, so I heard about that. I'm like, that's interesting that they decided. But I think the biggest deal is the fact that Facebook is actually turning to their users and asking what the users want. Could be a slippery slope. Probably is a slippery slope. Knowing what the first idea was that, oh, I want to tune out certain keywords now and really put myself into a cave. I mean, have you guys heard of the allegory of the cave? Have you heard of that before? Because when you get out of the cave, you're like, oh my gosh. I know the story doesn't end very well. I'm going to tell you that right now. It does not end very well. And when people get out of the cave after their 30 days in that bubble cave, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what the real world looks like. That's what the people are going to say. I already know what the rebuttal is going to be against this feature. And the fact they're rolling it out to only a certain small amount of people might mean that they feel the same way. They really, really need to beta test it and let it grow on its own. This idea, because it might go crazy. I think their sensors are already up crazy when it comes to deleting accounts and finding out faux accounts. I know Twitter, that's another thing I wanted to get to now that we're getting closer to the end of the segment. I didn't put it up on the title screen, but Twitter is not the biggest story in the world, but they upped their ante as well when it comes to policing bot accounts and fake accounts. They averaged, I think, 3.5 million accounts a week that they were deleting and deactivating. They're up to 9.5 million accounts. I mean, that's crazy. That means these accounts are either... I mean, how do you even possibly make that many accounts that fast? I mean, it seems ridiculous that people are doing that, or whether it's a computer program or something that's doing that to make these accounts create themselves or whatever it may have you. So, it's crazy what we're seeing these days. Twitter is doing a good job. Facebook's doing a good job now after they got called on the carpet. We haven't had a Twitter. I don't know if Twitter could get, could they get called on something? It's not really like, because Facebook was hacked through a game. I think you guys remember that, right? When I talked about it last week, or not last week, but last month, when the Facebook stuff was happening, and in April as well. But it was a game, and 300,000 people played this game. And then extrapolated off of that, and they got up to what, 7,500 people, 75 million users, because everybody's friends we're all interconnected. Facebook, you could find, all it takes is one friend, every single friend, it goes just like a spider web, just goes phew, out 300,000 times 600 each times 600 each. It's exponential. So that makes sense. And now Facebook really trying to get back in the good graces. I mean, it's the same kind of. What was I just watching? I think I was just watching. John Oliver last week tonight with John Oliver, which is a great show. Watch it's on HBO. If you have HBO, go watch it. If you don't, find somebody who has HBO and go watch it. It's a great show. But he was talking about something with even if they do wrong, you're still going to use it. You're still going to do it. Like Uber. I think it was Uber. Yeah. It was Uber and Facebook. Same kind of thing. They both, Wells Fargo, all had big, major revamping, caused their companies to revamp. Like, when you get such a massive user base, if you, even a massive breach or failure, we don't really have anywhere else to go. What are you going to do? Not share a picture with, not put your post on Facebook? Not, I mean, yeah, there's been a boycott. You can do that. It's called a movement. But then the media cycles way too much, and Facebook just picks up right where it left off. Obviously, they don't want to be the blackballed forever, so they are going to fix themselves, even though they don't really have a reason to. But it's in their best interest to probably fix themselves, along with Wells Fargo and Uber as well. So we'll do some talk on new cell phones. I know Motorola Razr, the new Motorola Razr. I remember I had one of those ones when they first came out. Those Razrs, those were the hot phone. But now they're kind of getting a new look. So we'll talk about that when we come back.
Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
All right, welcome back to SMC Technology Podcast on a Thursday today here, as we're going to go do some more talk on the newest phones to come out around the world. We've been talking about a lot of phones. I know the app Google, they're going to have their Pixel be coming out along with the iPhone with Apple. We had the Samsung Galaxy S9 a couple months ago. They're going to have the 10 next year, which we've already talked about yesterday, might not have a ID scan, a fingerprint scanner on the back of the phone. They're going to go for the Face ID, but then also they're going to try and do what the Chinese company with the Vivo Nex, do that fingerprint scanner underneath the screen, which would be pretty cool, as we talked about that on Tuesday. But right now, I want to go for the new Motorola Razr is going to be a pretty interesting little device. I think I talked about it a little bit when it comes to those flip phones who are going to have screens on every side of the phone. You know, obviously we reduce the screen flip phones that have the numbers and then one little screen in the back of the phone when you close it. But it looks like that they're going for a all screen flip phone from Motorola. It's going to look just like the old Razrs do, but when you open up, it'll be a full screen. It'll have a little fingerprint scanner on the front of the phone, on the kind of that bottom where you have the little hump where, you know, it's taller than the recessed part of it, because, you know, the whole flip part opens up. So it looks like that it could return, and it will return maybe with the full screen capabilities. It's interesting. I know I heard about this foldable screen thing, but this could be a tease scenario where Motorola is like, hey, we can get in part of this full screen flip phone kind of thing. I don't know why we're going to go towards that, because I know what we want: more phone. We want to be able to have the phone. It's always about changing sizes, because, you know, once you get to certain sizes ideal, we got to change it, because then you're not going to sell anything new. Unless you guys keep updating the tech, which they could do the software for it. But when it comes to the deal with the flip phones, it's always about getting bigger and then getting smaller, then getting bigger, then getting smaller. Like we saw the phones get bigger, and then they were big brick phones that went really small, and then they're big back up to the big slate brick phones kind of things, as we like to say here. But so, you know, that's actually the technical term, the professional term for the phones that we have these days. It's the slate configuration, because it's basically just a flat screen. Full screen kind of thing. So that's the deal now. All right. So that was kind of a quick little thing on the flip phones, but not too much to go off there. When it starts coming out, we actually have some real tech to go through and maybe look at a tutorial or some sort of breakdown of what the phones look like. We'll do that. But right now, they're just being kind of teased across the different outlets. So nothing to worry about there. All right. As far as some news to get to now, we have the Amazon has released their new the show. It's called Show Mode. And it's just a dock that you can put your Amazon Fire tablet, and that will turn in your Fire tablet into the Echo Show, which is the, I think that's going to be the video version of the Amazon. Yeah, so it's these new Show Mode charging docks for the Fire HD 10 and Fire HD 8 that will be available. So it looks like that. It looks like you're going to be able to. I mean, I know we talked about a little bit what it comes to when it's we're talking about the those. The home assistants that are going to have the screens on them. So it looks like they're trying to do, maybe jump ahead. People who have the Amazon Fire tablets can do that. And whether you're going to be able to use the hands-free, it's going to be, yeah. So it'll turn the tablet into an Echo Show, which will have, which will be always on, weather, news, ticker display, hands-free control. Yeah. So it'll have Alexa. So that's what I was thinking, like, it's going to have everything when you plug it into that, into that dock, which is pretty cool. So it's like people who are like, oh, I already have an Amazon Fire tablet. Do I have to go buy one of these the home assistants that have a screen on them? I mean, you can if you want the extra speakers on the side of it, because that's the only thing I'm seeing that's different. Because, I mean, if you want to play music through it, you'd have to play it through the speakers on the tablet, which don't seem to be that great compared to like a speaker that would be on the home assistant actual device with the screen on it. But before those do roll out, I think they're going to be out next month, or I think we say August. We talked about it on a couple shows ago. But when it comes to these, when it comes to these things, I think it's more for day to day stuff. Like I said, the weather, time, calendar, bigger screen for you to kind of get to it. It'll work through Alexa, so it'll be able to toggle through everything for you. And like I said, hands free control through the commands with Alexa. So that's pretty cool. So I mean, obviously the Echo Show. I do want to get. And do talk about that, because that's going to be the new big device. It's going to be coming out. It'll be having the screen built in to it already, and the speaker underneath it. So I think are they available now? So yeah, they released them this month. So they came out they came out a year ago. This might say just say June 2017, but we haven't been. They must have not sold very well. I think they're coming out. Yeah, that's not what I'm thinking of. The Amazon Echo Show has this one speaker underneath it. They're coming out with one that's going to have two speakers on each side as well. So obviously the newest addition to that. But the Echo Show, you can get. I mean, that didn't have much hubbub about it when it came out last year. It's going to be a big deal. Obviously, it's always about the second. I always think to that the second edition of something, maybe even the third edition of something. Like when the first Apple Watch came out, I was like, let's wait. Now we're on Series 3, and I'm thinking about it again. So. That's a big deal too. So and now that's something that I would think about. And that's probably why we didn't hear about it all that much last year. The Echo shows, because everybody was still getting used to the whole talking to it. Like, we don't need a screen yet. We still want to just talk to Alexa and have the little lights on top. But you know, so now you can, if you already have an Amazon Fire 8 HD or Amazon Fire 10 HD tablet, you can purchase yourself a dock and turn that into the Show Mode. Feature, and it'll act just like an Amazon Echo Show, which is pretty cool, because it's like basically a home assistant with the screen on it. You can have it pull things up for it. It looks like that the Amazon is going to be selling bundles that will be the tablet and the charging dock for $109.98 for the 8, $189.98 for the 10, which is pretty cool too. So I mean, if you want that by itself, the show mode charging dock is $40 from Amazon as well. So I mean, that's the thing with Amazon, you're buying products from them, but then also could just buy them through them. Not only do they create products, but they are a proprietor, retail proprietor as well. So that's pretty interesting there. But yeah, Amazon, can't go wrong with them. They're going to be doing much of stuff as we come out, go out through this summer and get all of our new tech created for us, but no, we like all that kind of stuff. We like our Amazon stuff here. I have an Amazon Echo at home. Do we have a tablet? I don't think we have the Fire. I don't think we have an 8. So I have to figure that one out when it comes to trying out the show mode. It would be pretty cool. But I have to get my I have to go get myself one of those tablets. Even though I'm more of an Apple tablet kind of person, but I feel like the Fire tablets are a little limited when it comes to compatibility. But now we're getting closer to. The Fire 10 does it a little bit better. So it was released late last year. It does have a 10-inch display, 1080p display, 10-inch display. Yeah, 32 gigabytes quad core processor, 10 hours battery life. That's not bad. But I mean, I'd really get an iPad. Sorry, I would rather get an iPad. And then obviously, I think the Google is going to have the same thing as Apple with those the home assistants that are going to be basically going to look like those old iHomes, but just with the fixed screen in there with the two speakers on the side, and you could just talk to it basically and have it do whatever you want. It'll be basically a smart speaker kind of thing. I think what they're calling it, a smart speaker, which is. Something that I think, well, yeah, you always got to progress because of course, how if they just came out with the best thing, number the first right off the bat, they're not going to make much money. You tease people, you work their way up. You start with the Amazon, the towers, Echo towers, and you do have Google Home has the Google Home. Then you go smaller. So you have the Amazon Echo Dot. Amazon has Google has the Google Home Mini or whatever it's called. I think Apple has two sizes too. They came out at the same time because Apple doesn't really care. Honestly, they just come out with stuff and people buy them, but because it's just a brand. But Google, now they're getting it. Now we're going to sell a bunch of those, make our money off that, and then this will be the next thing, which we probably could have done from the beginning because it's just putting a screen on it. It's just ridiculous. But they're going to put a screen on it now and they'll sell that game. I don't actually know. If the Amazon show didn't really sell, the Echo show didn't really, I don't know how well that sold. I think when they all start coming out, and we're getting to this point, because now we've been trained, society, especially here in America, we've been trained to do that, to understand that progression, and to, I mean, that's why I said with the watch, but the first thing of it, I don't buy it. I know they're going to come out with more things. I know they're going to make it better. You buy the third edition, or even maybe the second edition, or the third edition of whatever that thing is from these big tech companies, and that's where you can roll with it. So we're kind of used to it. We're used to having a new phone every year come out and wait in line for God knows how long to do that. People do that stuff. I mean, there'll be people that are going to do it. And there's never going to be a shortage of, mostly for tech stuff. There's going to be people, I know the beta I just talked about, the iOS 12 beta. I was doing research on that. My phone is compatible, but it's not, I don't know. I might do it. I just don't really feel like having my phone slowed down all of a sudden. If I had another phone just to do it on, just to have to not have to worry about the actual performance of my phone and functionality of my phone on a day-to-day basis, I would probably do it just to see how it worked. But I'll wait till the 12 when it's actual, the real one comes out, and we'll go through it together here on the show, obviously. But yeah, no, the beta looks pretty good. Obviously, it's a beta. It's going to have some little hiccups here and there. It's still a public beta, but the fact that you can't get it now, with the risk, with understanding the risk that it's going to probably have some kinks to it, is pretty cool. As Google and Google does the same thing. I'm pretty sure. I don't know if they have the public beta yet for. Do they have public beta yet for Android P? Almost. Okay. We'll figure that one out with the Android P public beta as soon as that stuff starts rolling out. They may have done that earlier actually, because we had the Google I/O before WWDC. So let's see, Android beta is going to be, as I get my researcher myself basically, because I just thought about it. I'm like, wait, the Android P beta is have to come out eventually too. I don't know. The thing that's the difference. That's the difference is because Google and I mean, does Apple's always been kind of the one to do the beta. So it looks like that they're gonna do a public beta. It looks like they've done one already. Yeah, so it's available now. Yeah, they did it back in May. So I figured they did it back then because that's when they had their I/O. So I figured that's when they did it back then. And you could do that obviously if you have the Android. That's going to be it's going to be very similar. Both those two things are going to be similar. We do know that the one difference in at least the presentations of the operating systems is the Sol software. operating systems was privacy. Apple obviously taking the high road on that when it comes to privacy, as they always do, with their excellent record in private and protecting our data. Google not so much. Google didn't go that far as to talk about that. That was one thing that we were missing from that keynote I forgot what his name is. It wasn't Sergey or Larry, obviously, but. We do have, there is interesting, we'll see how it works with it comes to Google and the Android P, if it gets as high praise as iOS 12 does. All right, we'll come back in just a moment. We'll go through a couple different news stories on the other side. So everybody stay tuned, and we'll be back after the messages.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to GSMC Technology Podcast on a Thursday today here, as we're going to get some talk on your PC and Mac stuff, as we're going to go through some utilities that will be able to make your Mac more, we'll do some Mac stuff too in the next segment, but we'll do the PC first. So we'll go over some different services you can use. I think they're going to be loading some of these into Windows 10 right away. I mean, integrating them right into Windows 10. There are also some stuff that you can just download as an extension along. So we'll go over those right now. First one of them, as we're going through these, I mean, these are all utility kind of things. I mean, not everybody's going to be wanting to use this, but there is a bunch of different these little services. So one of them is called Sharp Keys. So this is a utility that makes you, it makes it easier for you to, it kind of looks like to works as a caps lock function, but it's a way to kind of, remap your keys basically. And there's also one called Quick Look, as it looks you preview files from your file explorer. It seems more elegant. I mean, obviously this is all kind of stuff for working things quicker and faster. That one, those two are free services. Sharp Keys will make it easier for you and to remap your keys and get things done a little bit faster if you want to work your keyboard a certain way. And it'll replace that caps lock key eventually with a universal search key as well. So you can kind of remap your keys out on your keyboard as much as you want. All right, and then Quick Look also, I said makes you lets you quickly look at your preview files in your folder. Obviously, so if you look at it in your My Computer, your folder file explorer, you can kind of just do a preview, make sure that's the one you want. And if you have multiple things saved that are under similar names or something like that, which I do, like I have multiple documents that are all like, oh, 1, 2, 3, okay, which one is which? I don't know which it is. There's another one called. This is going to be for Cortana, so obviously you can use it. You go through Cortana for hit that Windows key first. So it looks like that. It's called Walks, also free. It's going to be a search launch bar search box that you bring up with the keystroke. So instead of you press the Windows button to open up Cortana, you press a button and it'll open up a search bar for you very easily. So that's Walks. A launch bar search box is to bring up that with through the keyboard. You have to use your mouse less and less now these days. Another one is Ditto, also a free service. It's going to be working. This is for clipboard history. So basically, if you have lots of things you copy and paste, or it's a a deal where you're going to be, because it copy and pasting or having a bunch of stuff on your clipboard. This is for you to be able to work through your clipboard, and it's actually building it. Microsoft is putting this into Windows 10, and it looks like that it could be cloud sync also with other devices too. So that's pretty cool. So if you have something that you have saved on a clipboard, and it's going to be easier to kind of transfer them from device to device versus having to use like a Dropbox or a Google Drive or an email or something like that as well. So that's a pretty cool one right there. That's called Ditto. ShareX is another one. This is for more customizable and powerful screenshots. Obviously, I mean, I think it does a little less elegant with the screenshots. It's going to be having to figure out keeping that sharpness to a picture when you take a screenshot off of a PC or any laptop kind of thing like that. But this is a different way to do it, and it'll be able to automate most of the steps in order to get that picture saved onto your computer. Another one is called Groupie. This is actually he's the only one that seemingly costs money. This is how you can kind of group your tabs on your browser. I know that they're going to be getting those. What is a Windows going to be calling those things? They're going to be calling them. I mean, it's basically one window to work with multiple programs all at once. So instead of having to toggle through multiple windows, which I do every single day while producing the show for you guys, I would get so much better if it was all in one. It's all two tabs instead of just toggle through tabs versus toggling through different windows and such like that. So it's going to be interesting how they get that one to work. But that's going to be something I think. Sets. I couldn't think of it. It's the weirdest, silliest name. Honestly, I'm sorry. It is the silliest name. It's called Sets. So that's going to be the one for your groupie. That's going to be for some reason, why you just wait for Sets to come out. It does sound kind of like overkill a little bit. But the ability, I mean, whether it's going to be all your different tasks out on one tab window is pretty cool as well. So, I mean, so if you're going to have that that Sets here, we've talked about that on the show a couple different times. And then also, last one is Ear Trumpet. What a name for that. This is going to be a system tray utility. So it's actually pretty cool. So instead of having one volume for one toggle, because you only have one speaker usually for your computer, it comes out all the same speaker. Well, your sound comes out of the same speaker. You actually can individually toggle different apps and different pages or tabs you have open with your Sets. So say you have multiple things playing music or playing a sound, you can toggle the sound for each one of them separately, which is that's a definite must have, honestly, for me, especially for ads that play. If you're listening to music, but then you have your speaker turned up, and then an ad plays on a site and you can't mute it, and now it's playing over your music, you can individually toggle the sound and volume levels. And so you can set custom inputs and outputs as well for different sites and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool right there with a service for your Windows. And then we'll go over to the Mac side of it. It's probably, I'm guessing, pretty similar to this to the ones for Windows, except it's probably a little more refined, as it usually is with Macs. But it looks like that they're going to have kind of a similar kind of thing with this tailored things to get to yourself. Obviously, we have a lot of different things on here. So it looks like that the one is called High Sierra Media Key Enabler. So it looks like it's the same kind of thing. I know we saw the sharp key is the one to kind of rearrange your keyboard however you want, kind of thing on a laptop, obviously. But this is the one. It's called the Media Key Enabler. As obviously they did try to make those play pause button a little more useful, but it looks like that it worked very well. So these are just now utility keys that can control the playback, play or pause for a specific app like a Spotify or YouTube or Apple Music or whatever you're using on your laptop there to try to play different music. So it's going to be that better toggling for your sound. All right, and then also Flexiglass. This is actually one that's not free. This is $9.99. This is something that's similar to those, window management, making things more optimized on your screen, what you're looking at the same time. And this is one that can do a little bit of everything for the price, obviously, you pay. So instead of having get that, resizing windows, different stuff like that, and making things the way you want, this is something that's going to make it a little bit easier and being able to hover your mouse anywhere in the window, move it, resize it, make it however you want, and try and fit all your, if you're trying to multitask while you're watching a YouTube video, while you're working on an essay or something like that, you can kind of fit things into the screen the best way that you can with this this service here. Another one, Annotate, is that's pretty much just self-explanatory, but that one's kind of, looks like it's there's a free light version, and then you have to pay if you want to keep going. This one might be replaced eventually by the cloud app as we we're moving to the newest idea, newest things here with Mac, but this is something that you still can use with this screenshot annotation. Obviously, you take the screenshot, you can throw comments on it. It looks like that cloud app can be is going to be taking it over, which means Dropbox, if you're trying to put these pictures into Dropbox, it's not going to work because they want you to use the cloud app, obviously. Another one is Alfred. This is actually, it's free. It says it's maybe about $25, $20, $25 for a pro version. This is for search utility clipboard and history tool, as this is going to be pretty interesting, as it's going to be compared with Spotlight, obviously, or Siri, and this is something that apparently is easier to customize, according to reviewers. I need to look at it myself as well, but it looks like that this is going to be available to use this also to remap your keys as well for caps lock or whatever it might be. And you know, so like this the reviewer here, I mean, I've seen for examples have used the caps lock key to trigger, I mean, you can trigger the assistant. It's basically a third-party assistant, the AI assistant you can put on with your computers. Another one is Vanilla. This is also free, but you also a pro version for $5. This is going to be to get rid of your menu bars, which actually I love, so you can go real true full screen, and it's cheaper, simpler. There's another service called Bartender, but that one seems to be the second level. Apple hasn't seemed to be able to, I don't know why. I agree. Microsoft did something similar with the system tray, but it looks like the Apple is not really going that way when it comes to the getting rid of those menu bars on top of the app there. And then another one, I think this is the last one that I had here for you guys. This is the Tooth Fairy. This is $2.99, and this is the one where it's actually going to be a connection. So this is the everything's all about saving clicks and saving things that you have to remember to do. This is one for your Bluetooth. Actually, we'll toggle your Bluetooth connections, and it will bring it up right away in the connection status bar. So we'll give you that connection status bar right in the menu bar. It'll tell you if you've connected, if you bought a pair of Bluetooth headphones. Obviously, it'll make it a lot easier with the computer. So I love wireless stuff in general. So definitely something that I want to go get towards here for that. All right. Honestly, slow day in technology today. So we actually might cut this segment short. I might just do a 45-minute show for you guys today, which is not a bad thing. We're getting towards the weekend here. Everybody want to enjoy their weekend as we're getting to closer and closer to Fantastic Friday. It is a Thursday here, which is Little Friday, if you like watching those little Kona commercials, so which I do. But yeah, gotta like those shows. Gotta like those Thursdays. It's just so close. It's like, oh my gosh, it'll be so close to Friday. I can just taste it. All right, so a couple more things to leave you guys with here before we do sign off. I mean, it looks like that Apple might be thinking about bundling TV, music, and news into a single subscription. And we talked about the Apple Newsstand kind of getting a revamp. It's going to be the Apple News. I think it wouldn't be a bad idea, especially if they're going to, I mean, make it all in one, so you kind of get everything. If you don't have to do individual payments, at least bundle it all together and call it that. I mean, why not? Everybody loves a good bundle, right? Same thing with Xbox and everything, right? Everything, and you're buying with those video games, all the bundles and everything. Everybody loves a good bundle, so can't go wrong with that. And then also, Instagram has launched a light app. Look, Instagram Light. So it looks the same kind of thing as that we saw from what we saw from Uber. Takes up less space on your phone. As this is going to be another one. So it's only 573 kilobytes, which is just a fraction of the main app. And it's going to be, obviously, did launch that IGTV last week, and we'll have that light app version that will be just for pictures, I think. Is that what it says? So it's going to be currently testing that right now in Mexico, as they're going to be exploring that and seeing how far it's going to be going, as it will be launched in the This Hey was launched already. No, we launched in March of next year. All right, in the next few months. So for the United States, I don't know why it says this is a one for June. I don't know why it's saying why my reports here is saying March, but whatever it may be. All right. So I'll wrap it up here. Actually, we'll come back on Tuesday and have a bunch of stuff for you, as we're going to have more and more of the leaks for the next big phones, and also your Elder Scrolls 4, Fallout 3, and Vermintide 2 will be on the Game Pass in July. So we'll be going over those as we get through the month of June. Actually, I think we're going to be in July by the time we come back next time. So everybody have a good weekend. We'll see you on Tuesday, and we'll talk about those games and the next big stuff in technology news. So everybody have a good weekend. Bye.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.